Morning's scripture lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, the first five verses. Hear now the word of God. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. So abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your presence, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy strength, O you who are our Savior and our Redeemer. Amen. Recently, I was at my mom's retirement village in Virginia, which, by the way, is run by both the Presbyterian and Episcopalian churches, for her 90th birthday, and I told some of the residents there our sermon series on why faith matters. And I told them that I had to preach on the theme on why does Jesus matter? Now, they're very nice people, being good Presbyterians and Episcopalian Southerners, so they smiled politely, but I could sense they were looking at me like, "Duh, that is so stupid." That's sort of like asking, "Why does breathing matter?" Well, because without breath, we would have no life, right? And for some of us, without Jesus, we would have no life. In this morning's passage from John, Jesus doesn't say he is the breath of life, but he does say, "I am the vine." And this after he says that, "I am the bread, I am the shepherd, I am the light, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." That kind of covers it all, doesn't it? Yeah, he covered it. And Jesus was very clear in saying, "I am the true vine, my Father is the vine grower, the one who planted the vine, and you," meaning all of us, "are the branches." So this is a passage about relationships. Now, can a vine live without branches? Oh yeah. Can branches live without the vine? No. Jesus is very clear. In order to live, in order to be nourished, you must be rooted in me. If you rely on other branches as the source of your strength and your nourishment, what happens when they get pruned? What happens when they get blown away in the wind? What happens? There is a Washington, D.C. company founded in the 1970s by a Presbyterian man named Bill, a good Christian fellow, and he wanted to use his engineering and mathematical skills to supply software and systems to the United States military. Now, there are other companies doing it, and you may know that they're often referred to as Beltway Bandits, but because Jesus matters to Bill, he wanted a quality firm based on ethics, especially honesty, integrity. And when the company was just getting started, everyone worked together during the week and then went to church together on Sunday. Well, but then the company grew, and as you can imagine, it developed quite an excellent reputation around D.C., an excellent reputation. Well, about 25 years after creating the company, Bill retired. And oh my, did the drama hit. Some thought the company was going to fall apart without Bill. "Oh, we can't go on. Our glory days are over. Woe is us. We're doomed." Well, that was over 15 years ago, and the company is still thriving. In fact, the company was doing so well, it went public. And after several years, they realized that the investors were beginning to imbue their own ethics in the company, which was all about making money. And so they pulled out and went private again so they could maintain the ethics. that Bill started. So it took a while for people to figure out, but Bill was not the vine. Bill was a branch, just like you and me, just a branch. Yet a branch which took seriously Jesus' command to bear fruit. That's true for all of us. We are to bear fruit in our own lives in the ways we can, because some of us aren't very good at mathematical and engineering, don't have those skills. So in ways that we can and when we can. So why does Jesus matter? Well, let me answer that question with a question. Who here has been treated at or by medical staff affiliated with Condell, Lake Forest Hospital? Anyone here? Rush, yeah. Well, all those hospitals were started by Christians who bore fruit because they believed Jesus matters. And do you know college students at DePaul or Loyola, Hope, Calvin College, lots of colleges around here, those places of learning were all started by folks who believed Jesus matters. Actually, so was Harvard, Yale, William & Mary, Penn, Dartmouth, Brown, and Princeton. In fact, I believe it is 106 of the first 108 colleges were started by Christians who wanted to bear fruit because they believed Jesus matters. And not just schools or hospitals, or even retirement villages like my mom's and the several in the area, but all sorts of organizations. And just look at the news recently. You know those Americans they brought back from Africa who were suffering from Ebola? Well, they weren't over there working in Africa because they were out from themselves. No, they were there because Jesus matters. And honestly, if being a healthcare professional in the middle of an Ebola epidemic isn't bearing fruit, I don't know what is. So look around. Just look around, not just in this church, but around our nation. Nothing would be the same from the first colonists forward if people didn't believe that Jesus matters. If people didn't take seriously this relationship of Jesus being the vine and we are the branches, the effect of Jesus on our national legacy of education, healing, service, compassion is pervasive and profound. We may not see it so obviously today, but it is very ingrained in our society. And that's why Jesus matters to our nation. But what about you? Why does Jesus matter to you? Lexi Gutierrez, why does Jesus matter to you?
Personally, Jesus has multiple and different ways of showing himself in my life. The first characteristics make him my defender and motivator. My faith has instilled the idea of Jesus being my warrior, who constantly ensures my safety, but he's also my biggest supporter, continuously lifting me up. The second way he appears in my life is as my friend, a friend that I can go to whenever and about whatever. While I do sometimes feel the presence of Jesus as a spirit, I most often talk to him, see his glory, and hear his voice through those around me.
Bruce Bassett, why does Jesus matter to you?
The creator of the beauty and majesty of the universe came to live not just with us, but as us, and came with a message that we are not our past, not our bank accounts, not our glands. Not just our habits of mind, but what and who we are willing to be. We are called not just to find meaning, but to create it in ourselves and in the world.
Thank you. And why does Jesus matter to me? Well, duh, it's in my job description, you might say. Do you know, about 25 years ago, I was pregnant with our first child, a daughter, and I discovered that my kidneys don't like being pregnant, and they went on strike. So I ended up in the hospital. And I lived in a smallish town, and there was a doctor there who was also starting out in his career, just as I was starting out in mine, and we became friends. In fact, I started at his practice. Well, one night when I was in the hospital, I got a call from him very, very, very late. And I said, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Well, Jill, I'm just calling to say hi, but I've tried calling the past several days and the phone has been busy." And he said, I asked the operator, "Is there something wrong with the line?" She said, No. That girl's always on the phone. That's the only problem with that." And so we kind of laughed and chatted, and I didn't think much about it until the following Sunday morning when my hospital phone was completely silent because everyone who was important to me was in church. And I got to tell you, I was lonely. I was scared. The doctors weren't sure that either my baby nor I would live. And I had this profound feeling of happiness that I wondered what I had done to be so blessed that I was a branch, only a branch, but a branch among many branches who all got their nourishment from the same vine. What a privilege. What a blessing. You too will have to decide, do you worship other branches or is Jesus your true vine? Oh, you may not have to decide that today, but perhaps tomorrow. And surely on that day of judgment, you will be asked, why does Jesus matter to you? And how are you going to respond? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.